Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
Speaking of, Kira, it is time that we got right down to some business. Now, every Wednesday we do this. It originally, I think, like a lot of things on the show, started out as a joke. I've noticed there seems to be a general trend. Things that we've picked up and kind of taken on as tradition on the show generally start out as us fecking around. However, you know, like the wrap-off and, you know, Brian coming in doing the film quiz, they all start out kind of accidentally, but then they turn into wonderful family traditions that we do every week. And let me tell you, I look forward to Kira's Diary every week. It's some of the only quality time I spend with my daughter, Kira, where we read out our diaries and, you know, it's very nice and it's fun. And let me explain to you how it works. You know, way back in the day before the Tumblrs and the Facebooks and all this, girls kept diaries. Lads, not so much. Some lads, maybe, but mainly girls kept diaries. And it was quite a normal thing when you were growing up. Like, I mean,
he had a little lock on it with a little key and stuff like that.
Yeah. I remember used to see them for sale in shops and stuff. Mm. Very little dainty padlocks on them and stuff. And they always looked
mine
kinda...
aren't dainty. No. Or padlocks,
no,
for that matter.
No, look, absolutely not. No, yours are looking a little worse for wear. But, you know, this was quite a common thing for people to keep diaries. So every week, Kira brings in her diaries from when she was a young lady. And she reads them to us. And they are amazing. They are some of the most unintentionally brilliant literature that I think Ireland has ever seen. And as well as that, I just want to remind everybody that maybe you got off this year. Maybe you're lucky and there's no need for it this year. But I see a lot of people talking about the fact that, you know, the Irish and French and Spanish orals for the Leaving Cert and all that were on. One day I think Kira's Diary is going to be part of either the Leaving or Junior Cert curriculum.
So what, they'll have to read out an extract of Kira's Diary, Oscar Elga?
You never know. They might have to do that, or it might be studied in, you know, Irish or English, as in like as part of the history or the literature. You never know. You could be answering questions on it in the Leaving Cert. But look, until then, here's what we will do. We will discuss it in here. So, Kira, what I'm going to do is I am going to get the exciting, well, in fact, very melodramatic music, and we're going to turn everything over to you. You're going to take out your diary. You're going to read it to us, and we're all going to go on a journey with you. Do we need any context for this? What's going on here?
There's a class trip involved.
Oh, good. All right, then. Well, look, I will get you your music, Kira, whenever you'd like. Take your time. I understand this is a very challenging thing to do, so please, whenever you're ready.
Dear Diary, oh my God, I am like so wrecked. We had a class trip to an adventure centre in the back arse end of nowhere. Every muscle in my body is like totally aching. I may have done physical damage for life.
Oh, no.
The whole year went. The bus was good crack on the way down, I have to say. A gang of the lads down the back were trying to get us to play dares, but I was too engrossed in my new CD, which I was listening to on my Discman. His name is John Lennon, and his lyrics are like so deep. It's really sad because some crazy guy shot him and he died, even though he was all about promoting peace. I was listening to his song Imagine on replay. I bet he never imagined he'd be shot. I am like too funny. In fairness though, this John Lennon guy looked like he needed a really good wash and shave in real life. My dad says that maybe if he wasn't acting like such a hippie, he might have survived. Wow. I really wish I was born in the 60s. I could wear flares and promote flower power, and I could be like that Jenny character in Forrest Gump, except less of a drug addict. Anyway, dear diary, the adventure centre wasn't very exotic. Most classes get a trip to France. All we got was a rickety bus and stupid lakes and kayaks and basically substandard conditions that students should not have to face.
I think I know where this might be.
I mean, seriously, do you think students from an American high school would have to deal with the same shit as us? God, it's so unfair, like. You can't even try and look sexy and impress the guys dressed in tracksuit and manky runners. Your boobs are like covered at every opportunity. And here are a few things that I've learned from our trip away. I may not be built for orienteering, but my God, Rebecca is so not built for hill walking. We were in a group together to go hill walking, and I had to keep staying behind to wait for her as she huffed and puffed her way up the hill like a baby rhinoceros. Scrap that. A rhinoceros would have skipped up that hill compared to Rebecca. After hill walking, when we were soaked to the skin and bloody freezing, we had to go orienteering. I have no sense of direction, so to me, orienteering is really shit. I mean, all you do is run around bogland or a manky forest with a stupid map trying to collect stupid flags or some shit. Your shoes and socks get soggy and you spend the majority of the time freezing. There seriously has to be some sort of law against doing that to students.
Orienteering is horrible, in fairness.
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to the Irish government when I finally get my senses back after extreme conditions that I had to endure. Anyway, after all the bullshit that was orienteering, we went abseiling. I thought, like, this might be my chance to look cool in front of the lads. So I said I would be brave and I would go first. I was brave until I eventually was told to just let go and slide down the rope. I, like, totally freaked out. I went flying down, stopped midway, and ended up just dangling there with the harness giving me a serious wedgie.
That's embarrassing.
All I could hear was everyone laughing at me. I was trying to throw them all daggers, but my helmet had slipped down over my eyes and I couldn't see properly.
Oh, no.
An instructor had to come down and rescue me. Like, totally embarrassing. Ah, the final straw, dear diary, was when we went kayaking. First, this is really mean. Firstly, seeing Rebecca struggling to get into a wetsuit was soul destroying.
Soul destroying.
Secondly, the life jacket.
You're fat shaming in this.
Secondly, the life jacket we had to wear completely squashed my boobs. And thirdly, I'm nearly 100% sure that Lucy went out of her way to capsize me. It's lucky that I was able to swing myself back up, but I was, like, totally soaked. She is so dead. I spent the evening trying to warm my dead body back to life. I didn't even have the energy to sneak into the lads' dormitory and play dares like we had planned. Most of the girls went in, but then it didn't last long as they were marched back in by Miss Byrne, who was wearing a onesie. How embarrassing is that? I will never be able to look at her properly ever again. So basically, that was our shit trip away. Adventure Center is, like, totally blow. I didn't get the shift, and I didn't get to show everyone how much my boobs have grown. Good night, dear diary. I am, like, so totally exhausted. Until next time, love, Kira.
Wow. There you go. I love the constant digs as well that you managed to get in about the fact that Rebecca's fat. Like, it really was constant back then. And you throw them in so subtly into every entry.
It's mean. It's really
mean. It's fat shaming, I'll have you know. You and Jamelia. Well, look, there we go. I mean, as always, amazing stuff. And Kira, thank you.
And orienteering is shit.
Oh, I had the worst time ever on orienteering once. I remember, I think we might have gone to the same place that this is.
I don't think I fully ever finished an orienteering.
Me neither.
Sequence, if you know what I'm trying to say.
I never did.
No,
I
never.
I hated them. And I'm not just saying that to agree with you. I hated them. I mean, they are so boring. They're so, they're kind of, like, as in they are challenging in their own way, but they're a challenge.
I just didn't get it.
They're a challenge that has no payoff. Like, literally, you'll walk for 40 minutes through everything, as you said in the diary, and it'll be a little flag. And you're like, okay, cool. And you mark it down, and then you go do it again. I hated it. I hated orienteering.
Thank you. My problem was I didn't get it. I was like, I don't get orienteering. What are we doing here?
The object is to get through all the little marks on the map.
Oh, okay.
Like, as in, there's the map, and then they'll have different little flags around the map and you have to say where they were, I think.
And is it timed? Was that it?
I think it's the first group back that all get their flags or something. Yeah, because I think what happens is, like, if you're doing it, like, there'll be two or three groups and you'll all have different color flags. So there'll be five red flags, five whatever, yellow flags, five blue flags, and they're all at different points.
Yeah.
So then when you get to your point, you take one of the flags that belongs to your color.
Oh, okay.
So you have to come back
okay.
with all of the flags as far
whatever,
as I'm... Oh, I hated it.
Stop.
No, I really
it's
did.
Just like...
Oh, it was awful. And another thing that used to really annoy me is, as well, we'd always try for the first few minutes and then just gradually get less and less interested in it. Like, we'd always be gung-ho for the first minute or two. And we'd be like, no, we did reading ordnance survey maps in geography. I know how to do this. And then by the end of it, no one gave a shit.
No.
And it was awful. And then, I don't know about you, did people always bring drink to those things when you'd go?
No, Chris.
People always brought drink when we'd go.
What? Chris, yeah, we're on school time.
I know, yeah. I know, people would always bring drink. I'm not being funny.
Like alcohol.
Proper alcohol. They'd fill it from, like, spirit bottles at home that their parents had.
Oh my God.
I'm not joking. I wish I was joking. Half the time then, we'd be too, or other people would be too drunk to do half of the activities once we got to the
oh
end of the
God.
Day. Literally. Oh, it was terrible. It was really irresponsible of us.
Oh and my God.
I'm not just saying that now. It was really irresponsible of us. Do you know we once went to a religious retreat and we did that? You know those religious retreats you go on?
Yeah.
Before your confirmation?
Mm.
We did that. In fairness, even then I was like, ah, lads, are we not too young to be drinking?
But okay, I mean,
groups of people.
Well, in fairness, you were just about to take the pledge. So, you know, you what, 11?
We had to get it out of our system, in fairness, you know, I suppose. Oh, no, it was really irresponsible. I mean, I'm saying that now, fully denouncing it. I think it was disgraceful what we were at. Absolutely disgraceful.
Do you know who denounced G? Jesus.
He did.
That's who denounced G after that carry
I'm
on.
I'm still trying
religious
to get back
retreats.
In his good books. Did you never go on one of those?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you heard of it?
Not before my confirmation, no.
They bring us all on this thing before our confirmation where we sang about God and, you know, that kind of.
No.
Yeah, well.
No.
I'm not being, that happened.
I went to meditate with monks.
In school?
In fourth year, yeah.
Monks? Mm. Where?
Near my school.
In Ireland? Like in you?
Like
this wasn't. Oh, wow.
Mm.
Cool. How did you find that?
It was lovely. We all had a lovely snooze.
Oh, did you kind of chant and like do things like that? Yeah, or was it more silent?
Kinda, it was more meditation, yeah. Huh? I remember kind of falling asleep. It was lovely.
Wowee. All right. Well, look.
We had some good old days.
Yeah.
We had some good old days.
You sound very enlightened. Absolutely. See, I wasn't meditating when I was 16.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's get back to the fact that orienteering should be banned.
Amen. I pass that motion. Right. Thank you. Chris and Kira. 2FM.